Hi, readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are Bookish Like That. Okay, so we're doing something a little different this time. Sarah and I have surprised each other again with a book. So I don't know what she read and she doesn't know what I read. And Sarah is going to try to tell us a story. What'd you read?
I read Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover.
Oh, you read a Colleen Hoover book.
Yeah, I had to.
You jumped on the train.
Yeah. Well, everybody talks about her all the time. And then after I read it, I was talking to a girl who was like, have you ever read any Colleen Hoover books? I was like, I just did.
My friend Nikki is super into her books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are.
I haven't read any of them yet.
Yeah. I thought I understood what they were going to like about it. It's a little different than I thought.
It's darker. It's sadder.
It's very dark. People love dark shit.
I know. Like both sad. Both of mine are pretty dark, too.
Yeah, but these are like real life sad, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It was a rough one, really. It was very depressing. But
You liked a depressing book?
You did want to keep
reading.
Reading. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's pretty depressing. But it's like real life depressing where like that could really happen and you can really see where everybody's coming from.
Is this the one with the car accident?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. It's rough.
It is rough. All right. Tell us a story.
How'd you hear about it?
Nikki read it, and I think that she was talking about it, and I was like, well, I'm not going to read it. I won't read this one, and even if you tell me the whole thing, and if I think it sounds interesting, I'll still read it. I don't really care about spoilers.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about this one. Now, if somebody spoiled, like, a new book series that I was reading, I would be pretty pissed. But, like, yeah. I don't really care about this.
I chose this one because it came out earlier this year, and I've been seeing it everywhere, I think. No, not as much as the Verity. I see that
Yes, I saw Verity everywhere, too.
But I looked into this one, and it was, there was a kid involved, and that always worries me.
And I can't, that's why I didn't read Verity, because I can't do kid stuff.
Yeah, so I was like, oh no, we'll see if I can handle this one. But the description makes it kind of sound more like a romance mm-hmm. with a little bit to it. I wouldn't say that's necessarily true. It's a novel. It's
You're right.
not a romance.
No.
No.
I wouldn't say her books are... It's like Nicholas Sparks, I think, is also one of those ones that varies from novel to romance. Because like his books aren't always happy either.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're not, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I guess this had a happy ending.
Happiest as it could be.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily mm-hmm. a happy ending.
Yeah. So we start with Kenna, and she's getting out of her cab to remove a cross from the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally where it starts. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh man, what's happening?
Shoot.
She's narrating, and she's kind of talking to Scotty, and she said Scotty hated those things. He wouldn't appreciate it, is what she's saying. So mm-hmm. you know it's for somebody she knows.
Yeah.
But pretty much right out the bat, we find out that she's getting out of prison. She was in prison for 5 years. And she's responsible for the accident that killed Scotty. She left the car thinking he was dead, but he wasn't. So
I messed you up.
Yeah, and I felt like maybe we don't know this part in the very beginning.
That's okay.
So, anyway, we find out throughout the book what's going on. But you find, in the very beginning, you're thinking there's got to be a lot more to this story. So you're kind of wanting to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have said the writing was just wonderful, you know? And that's what I kind of thought it was people's
They like
deal.
Her storytelling, yeah.
So she's out of prison after 5 years. And I feel like, whoa, 5 years? She's pretty young. That's kind of crazy. Must be something horrible. And then you kind of get this idea in your head like, well, she must have been...
A murderer.
Guilty.
Yeah, oh, guilty.
A bad person.
Yeah.
She must be, you know? Nobody goes to prison for 5 years who isn't bad. That's just kind of where your mind goes, you know? She's coming back to this town. She's not from the town, but she tells you right away that's where her daughter is. And she wants to be a part of her life. she has an apartment waiting for her. It's not that great. The landlord makes her take a kitten.
I mean, there's worse scenarios.
She's like, no, I don't want a kitten. And her landlord's like, no, you will. Like, what do you mean you don't want a kitten? Everyone wants a kitten. Take the kitten.
I don't want a kitten. I don't like cats.
Well, yeah.
We just lost half of our subscribers.
Yeah.
Just me saying I don't like cats. I'm a dog person. I know.
I think more people are dog people. I like cats, so y'all can stay around.
Yeah, Sarah likes cats. I like dogs.
Well, she ends up naming the kitten Ivy.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have one of those.
Yeah. But Ivy was a friend in prison who encouraged her to embrace her art side to work through what had happened. She's like, you're going to be here. You can either fall into the darkness or you can find a way out of it.
I feel like that's on brand for an Ivy.
Yeah. And so after that, she started writing to Scotty in a journal. And that's how she pretty much has coped through everything. And that's like her counseling through everything. So she's at her new apartment, and pretty much right away she goes down the street to an old bookstore, and she wants to relax and write to Scotty. She writes to him every day about her day. But this bookstore is no longer there. It's a bar now. But she decides to go in anyway because she's already there. Like, she has no car or anything.
Might as well.
She walks in and...
if I had a nickel,
yeah.
Every time I went to the bookstore and wound up at a bar...
Like picturing like a Midwest town in the middle of nowhere, and you're just
it's not so much bar. If every time I've gone to the bookstore and wound up at like the cookie store,
yeah,
it's
really,
it's more my scene.
Didn't really wind up at a lot of bars.
Speak for yourself. I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
On purpose. Okay. Then we go to Ledger. I think we go to Ledger. Pretty quickly. We're going to go from Kenna to Ledger.
Okay.
And so Ledger owns the bar. He's mm-hmm. there when Kenna goes in. She describes him as not the boy next door. He's the boy who beats up the boy next door.
Love it.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
He's like big and tattooed. And,
oh, yeah. That's my language. That's my love language.
He asks Kenna to come back to the bar when the bar closes. Because the whole time she's there, like, he just talks about how pretty she is. And, like, she seems deeply sad.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to know more. Like, he just wants to know more about her. But she's not really talking. But she comes back, which she kind of knows what that means. But she doesn't know what she's doing. She's like, I don't know. After 5 years in prison, I guess I'm going to come back. I don't know why I'm doing this. They just
because
basically
it's been 5 years.
Sit there for a few minutes, and then they kind of just start kissing. I mean, like, they don't really say much. And then she stops it because she's like, what am I doing? They end up saying their names.
You didn't know their names?
No. And then she recognizes Ledger. She says, how many Ledgers could there be?
Oh, that's true.
This was Scotty's best friend.
Oh,
that
no.
That she never got to meet. Because he was drafted into the NFL when they were together.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So she was supposed to meet him at one time, and he couldn't come because he was busy.
Yeah.
With the NFL. So,
so she
tells him her name is Nicole. And then she just starts crying. Like,
shoot.
It's okay. And she never...
Nicole's a fine name.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed.
She's like, this is just too much. And then she realizes, like, he probably has some sort of relationship to her daughter. And he's like, she's thinking this may be the one person connected to my daughter. And that's the first person I talk to here and kiss. And
so who has the daughter?
We'll find out. Just
oh,
like
no.
But then he's like, I'm going to take you home. It's okay. And you're not going to walk home. It's like midnight, you know. And so they get in this truck. It's like this ugly orange truck, but she knows the truck because Scotty had borrowed the truck when Ledger was gone. So then she's got memories of the truck. Well, they start kissing again. Door open, like her leaned back. They almost sleep together. But a cop pulls up. and is like, Ledger, what are you doing? Because it's a small town and they all know each other. And he's like, read hey, the room, you know, man. Hey, man. And so he's like, yeah, okay. And so he ends up taking her home and they don't have sex. And I think we go to Ledger's point of view. And he goes home and right, it's his home where he grew up. Sorry. Where somebody's commenting on a Facebook thing. I turned it down, but apparently they don't care about that.
You're so popular.
Yeah. But it's his home he grew up in. Well, he grew up right across the street from Scotty. That's why they were best friends. And
oh, boys are so cute. Yeah. Oh, you're right there. You might as well.
So when he came back from the NFL, he went ahead and moved into that house. And his parents, they just travel. They're retired. So they're not there with him. But across the street is Scotty's parents. And they have the little girl. And her name is Diem. And Diem pretty much, like, lives between her grandparents' house, and she goes over to Ledger's all the time. And so they have a real close relationship, and he right away is saying how he doesn't know how he could love his own child more than he loves her someday. Like, she's got to be the same level of love as if she was his. Well, so he's been there for everything. She's almost 5. So that gives you an idea of how this all worked out.
So she must have had birth in prison then.
Yeah.
Eek.
Yeah. And,
Well, I don't, well, it sucks for the mama and the baby.
Well, the next day, Scott, Ledger comes home. I guess, I don't know where he was. Anyway, he comes home and Kenna is standing in the road staring at Scotty's old home. It doesn't take him long to connect who she is.
Yeah.
Because they all got a warning that she was about to get out. You have to give that warning, you know, that like, I guess not a warning, but like a
heads up.
Heads up, yeah. So he instantly knew who she was when he saw her just standing there.
Mm.
And, she's a mess. She's crying. He's pissed.
So, pause. I have a question. So, it was a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Was she drunk? Okay. We'll I was like, because, like,
you I'll give you pretty much what
happened. Because, like, I understand, like, you being upset at the driver or whatever.
That's the thing. We go back and forth between Ledger and Kenna. You, when you're with Ledger, you're like, yes, I get you, Ledger. When you're on Kenna's, you're like, yeah, Kenna, I get you.
Yeah.
And you go back and forth, and you're like, how can I agree with both of them?
Yes, well, because accidents happen.
It's That's so why they're called deep, accidents. Though.
But, like, it is hard to not have those
you get where guilty every feelings. Every person is coming from.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And it's such extremes, you know?
Well, I mean.
And he's pissed. Pissed. What? He grabs her and is like, no, you're not doing this.
And standing?
No, but because she was trying to work herself up to go knock on the door.
Oh.
But how do you knock on the door of the parents of the boy you killed and say, I want to see my daughter that you've been raising? That's an emotional thing.
That is emotional.
So she's trying to build her courage. She's already got there. She spent all the money she had on the cab to get there.
Yeah.
She already paid for the apartment. She doesn't have any money. This was her one chance. She's standing in the road trying to get there. He figures out who she is. He's making her go into his house before they see her. She escapes him. And she runs over there. And she starts banging on the door, banging on the windows. He grabs her, carries her back to his place, and locks the door. And they did end up seeing her. But the little girl didn't. Diem didn't. But he's like, how dare you do this to them? Like, they've been through enough. And he's basically telling her, that little girl's fine. She's fine without you. She doesn't need you. So then you're kind of like, yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. She has a lot of love. And is it selfish that Kenna wants to see her? And then how do you explain everything? But are you going to keep it forever a secret?
I was just about to say that. But, yeah, because Nicole didn't necessarily, like, say, oh, here's my baby. I want to go party in Europe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, had she not been in prison,
yeah,
would she have given up her baby? Or not even
yeah,
give
she
up.
Didn't really
she,
have a choice.
Yeah, she didn't even give her up. She was taken.
Yeah.
That's not the same emotions as somebody that decided that they didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
She feels like she was robbed, you know.
Well, the court in the town believes that she was driving the vehicle drunk and left him to die. They found her in bed the next morning sleeping. I mean, does that sound good? Why would you be sleeping and he was in the car dead? Why didn't you let anybody know? You know?
Yeah.
It's like a lot
of
questions.
It wasn't a normal accident.
The report said that Scotty could have lived 6 more hours before he died in that car. And they found his body outside of the car, like he had crawled and dragged himself to try to find help.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. So, like, as a parent, knowing that that happened to your son and he could have been saved, but the person with him that supposedly loved him left and they found her asleep in her bed.
And now she thinks that she's capable of doing this, baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
I get it. And not only that, but now she wants this baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now she's going to be in charge of the one baby you have.
Yeah, so now you want even more of my heart.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to trust you?
That's Yeah. I get it.
And I'm supposed to look at you every day?
Yeah.
Or once a week or once a month even. I'm supposed to look at you ever?
Mm-hmm. And when she's excited because she's going to mom's house, I have to be like, oh, yay.
One of those things that it's like, there's no take-backsies on that.
No.
And that's horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't just die in a car accident. He suffered.
Suffered in a car accident, yes.
Okay, so we don't know the whole story still, though. There's got to be something, you know? Yeah. You're thinking, God, she can't be that horrible, can she? You know?
Some people are that horrible.
But this one makes you think, this book. Because that is how everybody would take it.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person would take that story and think, she's horrible. There's no way she could be a decent human being. We all would. We hear those things all the time. We hear it on Facebook, a short little story of what happened. We hear a short little story of what the court decided. But we don't really know. We don't really know the people, and we think we got the whole story. And that's what this book makes you think about. We don't hear the whole story till close to the end, and I'll give you most of the story.
I hate that.
Because you kind of have to. I can't tell you all this and be like, good luck to y'all. So throughout the book, you know, there's more to it. There's quite a few characters, and I'm not going to go into each character because Ledger has more people in his life. Kenna ends up making friends with people in her building. There's a girl that has Down syndrome. Aww. She ends up working with her at a store because the store's like, yeah, I don't really care. We'll hire anyone because she's having trouble finding a job. Obviously, she just got out of prison. Well, you see her being kind to this girl, you know, and being kind to everybody that she comes across.
And that doesn't check out with somebody that would just leave somebody dying on the side of the road.
Yeah. And then as she's writing her, you know, letters to Scotty, you get a little more idea of who she is. You get a little more idea of her growing up. Her growing up, she was put into foster care a couple times because her mom would just kind of leave her. And then her mom kind of blamed her.
Like, oh, I have one of those.
Yeah, like, you should have kept this a better secret. It's kind of your fault that you got taken away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can go out and party for weeks at a time and leave you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she ended up in foster care several times, didn't have any siblings or anything. She found Scotty, someone who treated her kindly, and he was kind. Like, every description everybody has of him, he is just a kind, good person.
Yeah, stand-up guy.
And he was an only child, but he had a good family. You know, so they really connected, and they were both pretty young, like 19, 20-ish. And so, like, this was their first time in life, their first time in love, and it's just really sad. It was good. Like, they were good, you know? And
yeah.
Of course, his family didn't really like her because she's kind of trashy. I mean, she dressed sexy, kind of.
How dare
there
she?
There were a few moments of, like, misunderstanding to where his mom thought she was even trashier than what she was. And so there's those moments in the book. Ledger keeps ending up with her. Like, he's at the store. He doesn't realize she works there. And then when he finds out she works there, he sees Diem and Scotty's mom in the parking lot. He makes them go. And because he sees Kenna coming. Kenna sees her little girl. She's going to run for it. She's never even seen her. She hasn't even seen a picture of her.
Aww.
So she sees Scotty's mom with a little girl. That's got to be her little girl. And she doesn't even think. She starts crying and running towards them. That's not a great way to meet your daughter. But, I mean, you probably would do that. Scotty makes them leave. And Kenna's crying. And he shows her pictures of Diem. Because obviously he has a bunch. He's also her coach on her softball team, so he's got videos.
And then how jealous are you that this guy gets to be part of her life?
She was actually very happy.
Well, yeah, you are happy, but that doesn't mean that you're not jealous, too.
Yeah, that's true. She had those little moments.
Yeah.
A mixture. I mean,
like, you're happy that your kids have those people, but you can also be like, I wish I knew that.
A lot of emotions at once. But him looking at her, just look at videos and pictures on his phone. He was excited. He was excited to see the love that he has for Diem in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the just wonder of looking at her. Because he thinks Diem's perfect, too. Mm-hmm. And you can tell Kenna thinks she's perfect. Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah.
So, obviously, his mind has changed on her.
Yeah.
But there's still the unasked question of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like... you and me, one of us had passed in a car accident, somebody left, and now you're talking to that person. And you're, how would you not ask, why did you leave my friend?
I don't know how I would do in that situation.
I mean, that's the thing, is like, we can see it from a parent point of view on both sides. We can see it from a best friend point of view. Like, how could you leave my best friend there to die? How can you be decent? You know?
Like, yeah, I don't know, though. I don't know if I would care. I don't care that I think you're decent. Fuck you.
I know. But that's why I would be Ledger.
No. Yeah, that's true. Now I'm doing life alone, and I have no one to text about my pizza. I'm pissed off. Yeah.
So I guess it's probably time to give you the little bits.
Yes, give me the bits.
So... Scotty was known as, like, just a happy, free spirit, and they went to a party. They were just living life. She didn't really want to go. They drank a little bit. They just hung out. She just watched him have fun, because he was just a fun guy, you know? And it was his town, and he grabbed her and said, let's go down by the pond. They grabbed a few more beer, and then they ate some edibles. And they just laid there and watched the stars together. They talked. They just spent time together. Didn't sleep together or anything. She mentions that. Like, they were just together watching the stars. And it was like a perfect night. And then he's like, let's go eat something. He says something goofy, like some sort of food. I can't remember what it was. And she laughs. And he says, well, you're going to have to drive because I've had too much. And... she's had some too, but I guess she hadn't had as much as him. She's literally stumbling to the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But she says, who would think something so horrible could happen? Nobody could die when you're so young and so in love and so happy.
Mm-hmm. You do go through that phase in time where you really do feel like you're invincible.
And that moment broke my heart because, like, how could a perfect night with the person you love...
End in such tragedy.
And okay, you stumbled a little. How could anything happen? There's no way it could. Well, she takes the corner too fast. And she doesn't even realize it till they're sliding. And they're in a convertible.
Mm.
It flips. It takes her a while to come to. And she still thinks there's no way this could be bad. Like, we're both going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's yelling for Scotty. It's obviously dark. No answer. She finds a way to get out. She crawls over to his side, and his arm is sticking out, and she just sees his blood everywhere, and she grabs his hand, and it's cold. And so then you're thinking, okay, well, this makes sense. I mean, he was dead.
Yeah, but you still don't go to your room and sleep.
Well, she screamed and screamed. She just, like, exhausted herself, you know, screaming for him. And, you know, there's no way that somebody so alive could be dead. She runs to the road, And she said she screamed at several of the cars and nobody stopped.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Where are they at?
I mean, I don't know if we ever say what state or anything, but to me it seemed very rural and like, I mean, you would probably just think this is a drunk teenager. What are they doing?
I would still stop.
I think most people would.
In Texas. Yeah. I don't know. I saw Transplant the other day driving down the road. And we were here. Here's the deal. If you're going to move here, act like you're from here.
Well, it's hard for them to drive as fast as we do.
Is it's that not that. About? No. Okay. We were driving down the road. An ambulance
went off. You got to pull over.
Stop. Pull over all the way. This fucker had no care in the world.
Well, I've had just a driving ass Texas truck go around me when I pull over for an ambulance.
Just driving down the road.
What kind of world are you living in? You thought I pulled over for you?
Yeah. Just driving down the road, and a cop ended up pulling him over, and I hope he gave him a ticket, but I was like, fucking transplants. You know?
This big ass Texas truck didn't care either.
No. It just got to me a little bit.
Well, anyway, so she's exhausted herself. She's yelling. She's screaming. She thinks he's dead, obviously. His hand was cold. Nobody's going to help her. Her life has been shit for... She's like, of course this would happen to me. You know, like, what... Nothing good can happen.
Right.
I've never had anything stay good. Why would I think it would? So she decides she's going to go home and jump off the balcony of her... Because she can't live without him. If he's not here, she's not living in a world without him. That's all she has. She doesn't have anybody. She doesn't have any family at all.
And she doesn't know she's pregnant right now?
No.
Okay.
And she doesn't remember even getting to the apartment. She doesn't remember going... She doesn't remember anything after deciding she's going to jump off the balcony. The next thing she remembers is a cop waking her up in her bed.
I have some thoughts.
I think it's possible.
Yes.
That your mind would just all of a sudden blank. You're
but
done.
Then everyone, I don't care. Though. If it were you, I don't care. Well, I don't care that you blacked out. I don't care that you don't remember. I don't care that it was an accident. I don't care.
And she decided she wasn't going to fight the trial or the accusations or even say anything. She decided I deserve it. Whatever they want to throw at me, she did not want to relive what had happened to him, so she just decided, I will sit in court and they can give me whatever they want to give me. She was, like, hoping they would kill her. Like, I hope they want me dead. Like, so I don't have to live through this. And then in the trial, she finds out that his hand was cold because the car had crushed it. And that arm had died. But he hadn't died. And then she thinks, what if he was crawling to make sure I was okay?
I'm not saying it's not tragic.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there were a lot of mistakes made.
But it was such a chaotic time. She didn't even think about a period or missing the period.
No, of course you don't. Yeah, your mind is going a thousand. So I mean, like,
right before she was sentenced, she thought, maybe.
What day is this?
Yeah. Like, what? And then right after she was sentenced, she found out she was pregnant.
Ugh, what a roller coaster.
So she could have fought for herself and told the story, and maybe she wouldn't have gotten that much time or any time. You don't know.
But here's the deal with that, too. Yep. You're young and you made a horrible mistake, but you did make the mistake.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you did make that mistake. You do have to pay penance for that mistake.
That's what she wanted.
I'm not saying that she should have done 5 years or lost her baby or anything.
She wanted that done to her. She wanted to be punished.
And I'm not saying she's a bad person either. The other part of me, though, that is a mom and a sister and a wife and a best friend.
I could have fought for my daughter.
And yes,
she didn't know.
Even the daughter part, I think... Okay, so like the mom, not the mom, like her mom, a mom of a child that this happened to. I don't care about how you feel. I don't care that it was a mistake.
Well, the mom does care. She lets, the way she tells Ledger what had happened was she lets him read the journal entry to Scotty about all this.
Oh, I'd let her see her daughter because now I know you're not cold-hearted and disgusting.
And so the way she writes it and talks about it, you can see that it was a major accident.
Right.
And like... she feels bad, and she is a good human. So Ledger ends up stealing the notebook and gives it to Scotty's mom because they find out that Ledger is seeing her, and Scotty's dad beats the shit out of Ledger, and Ledger lets him because, like, yeah, it looks bad, man. And I can't hit Scotty's dad. You know?
Not Mr. P.
Yeah. So he lets him. And unfortunately, Diem runs out at the end and doesn't understand what's happening at all. Why
you're hitting Ledger. Yeah. We like him.
Yeah. Why are you doing this to him? And why is Papa doing this? And, like, so Ledger just leaves. And then he steals the notebook and gives it to them. And it takes them, you know, a day. And the mom, without telling anyone, goes over to Kenna's apartment and tells her, come over and meet Diem. Just like, I needed to read that. I needed to know what happened. She didn't even realize she needed it. But, a part of you would need to know. Why? You know? Like, why? And what happened? And where did this come from? Because you can make anything up in your head.
Yes. So, I definitely would let her see her daughter because, like, it was, like you said, an accident.
Yeah.
So, like, she didn't, like, she wasn't this cold-hearted, horrible person that you thought she was. Yeah. As a mom of the boy, though, I don't really care about your feelings or how sad you are, personally.
There are a lot of moments in the book where you understand where the parents are coming from.
I don't. Because it's just one of those shades of gray. Hiding
Diem throughout this book.
Well, it's just and one of those scared. Shades
they
of gray.
They don't know. You don't know how this you'll... person. They don't know if she's going to take her.
Yeah.
What is she going to do?
Well, it's just one of those areas of shades of gray. And I didn't read the book, so I'm not emotionally invested in it.
I had moments I was almost crying.
I believe it.
And gosh, I mean, you could just see it from all directions as a parent, as a best friend, you know, as a parent on both sides. I loved my kids before I had them, you know, so she loves her daughter and she has never met her. She literally didn't even get to hold her because Diem came a little bit early.
Oh, no.
And they took her away and never let her even see her or hold her. And she's supposed to get 2 days with her. Yeah. It was just, man, like, can you imagine that heartbreak?
No, I cannot imagine that. And I'm not going to. Here's the deal. TED Talk time. Under no circumstances have you, just don't get in the car. Don't get behind the wheel. Don't get in the car.
But the thing also is, like, what, you can see that happening.
I know, that's what I'm saying. What if your kid did that? That's what I'm saying. You know? Under no circumstances, listener, readers, under no circumstances do you get in the car.
Yeah.
Just don't be a statistic. Said, like, yeah.
Anything was too much.
That's what I'm saying, too. Yeah, just don't do it. It's not worth it. You don't want to end up being a
Colleen Hoover book. She wasn't even there
partying,
you know? No. God, the whole thing was just like, man, you could see how it could all happen.
And being young and invincible and thinking that this is the time of your life and then all of a sudden you're in some real world shit. Yeah. Ugh, that's the worst. But would you recommend this book?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man, that's a rough one to recommend to somebody.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a rough one. I don't know if there are people that into this kind of thing, though, so I guess I would recommend it to them. But it's a lot. There's a lot to the book. I wouldn't say, like, I guess the story is really good, the way it's set up. But I wouldn't say the writing was really good, because she repeats things a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she repeats literally the same word over and over. And it's kind of like, okay. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't say, like, I was in love with Kenna. I got the kind of person she was eventually, you know. So I wouldn't say I was in love with any of the characters. It's just a good story.
This is reminders of him, right?
Yeah.
So what would you rate it?
For what it is, probably a 4.5.
Oh, 4.5 on Goodreads.
Because it's a story that stuck with you.
Yeah.
And it's a story that you won't forget and that you will keep thinking of days after. It's something that you think of when you see something you're about to judge somebody on. You really do.
It got a 5 out of 5 on Books A Million.
Yeah. My only thing is...
It's pretty high.
You know, like I'm saying, that wasn't a character I was crazy in love with.
Yeah, that's hard to read a book with that.
You know, and then I think it's because you're slowly getting to know them, and that's the point of the book.
Well, it sounds like her and Ledger had a slow burn, too.
Yeah.
I don't always love those.
I really liked Ledger.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, like, and I don't know, I felt like, obviously, you can really connect to Ledger because he's doing the thing. He's he's raising a kid that's not his. He lost his best friend. He's watching his best friend's daughter grow up, and he can see her, and or see him in her. He thinks about their childhood, how, what they were doing at her age. There are moments when he goes back, kind of, and relives their childhood, because he's, like, taking apart his old swing set for DM, and he thinks about times with Scotty, and it kind of tells you those stories, and it's so sad.
Well, yeah, because, like, you're unpacking a life with somebody.
And then, like, our kids are that age.
Yeah.
So you're thinking of them, and that someday they're going to be adults that go through things, and maybe you lose them, or maybe they lose somebody, and it's just like, no.
But it would just be like if one of us passed away, and then, like, how many times
everything
a day
would remind, yeah. Yeah.
How many times a day would you pick up your phone and then be like, oh, shit. Or.
But there's, like, a few little lines in it that, like, really hit you, too.
Oh, yeah, I love when they do that.
There's, like, I think it's his mom said, we are just a bunch of sad people doing what we can to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so true.
Yeah.
Or one of them says that. But his mom does say at one point, there is room in a tragedy this large for everybody to be right and wrong.
That's good too.
Yeah. I was like, that just like sums it up.
Yeah.
It?
That is true. That is true.
But yeah, it was good ones.
Well, good storytelling. Best one yet. Good job.
Yeah. I liked it, but it's when it's a good story, I can tell you about it.
Okay. Yeah. When you're not interested, don't ask you.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Well, there you have it, readers. That was Colleen Hoover. How do you say her name?
I guess Colleen.
Colleen Hoover. Reminders of Him.
Yep.
Narrated by Sarah Selman. Shoot, that's not your last name anymore. Sarah Bowers.
No, it's Selman. I haven't changed it.
Okay. Sarah Selman. Yeah. That's it. If she goes missing, good luck. Trying to bit her down. Bye, readers.
Bye. Okay. Is this better?
I don't know.
I don't know. Mine looks a little better.
Maybe my voice is deeper. I wouldn't have thought that.
No, I feel like I would talk like a man.
I agree.
Yeah. It's pretty much a man voice.
Just joking.
I've never been that worried about it.
Hi, readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that.